This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Bobby Moore as a Jeff Hurst, the trailer booking at Billy Bob's, Paolo Di Canio, West Ham United, we celebrate our victories, we stick together in defeat, proud of our history, West Ham United, more than just a podcast, more than just a podcast.
Oh, hello, good evening again and welcome. Guess what, people? It's time for this. Yes, people, it's Facebook Twitter question time, where you, the listeners, get to ask us presenters, I think we call ourselves, questions. Oh, I can't remember what else you used to say, George. What else did you say? I thought I'd done well remembering
that. Yeah, it's pretty good, though.
It was good. It's been, it's been a few years since.
It's where you, the podcast listeners, get to ask us, the presenters, anything you want.
There you go. Over on Facebook, question time is open. Go, I said. I then did put interested in any jokes you may have got wrong. So if you've listened to episode, fuck knows, as I called it, you'd have heard what I'm talking about. But anyway, you ready, George?
Yes.
Yeah, you go.
Buckle in, George. We're going on a quick ride of our fan base.
You can do it, George.
All the way to the end, son. No sagging. First up, it's the soul singing superstar.
Yeah.
Of Tenerife, who's coming to England, people, to do a little tour end of September. I know he's playing, I think, the Loughton Rugby Club. Check it out. Tickets on sale.
I might go to that.
Yeah.
No rugby club, though.
Yeah.
Don't think they're letting one at all.
So great night out. Comments. He says, evening, gents. He says, I'm texting this message from on stage. Look at that. Halfway through a show.
Wow.
Wow.
There you
go.
I wonder
if he's singing while he's texting.
Yeah. So I ask him, what song? What song are you singing? There you go. I'm asking him. I've asked him.
You have.
I can't spell singing. But anyway. It says, anyway, does have a question. Where do you think we'll finish, George?
Oof. Tenth.
Tenth. Tenth. Len?
I said 12th, didn't I?
I believe you did. I did put it in the group chat so we could remember it. We just got to remember when we did it. I think I said around 14th or something stupid like that. But 10th, George, yeah? You fancy top 10?
Yeah, I think, why not? James Ward-Prowse. We signed a striker. Job done.
I was looking at it and I'm thinking, oh, you know, are we going to struggle this year or what? And then you look at it and you think, well, if I look at the three teams that have come up, Luton, they're going down, aren't they?
They can't even play home game at the minute.
No. So you got, I hope we can because we're supposed to be playing them next Friday, though I'm going to be working in Plymouth, so I'm not sure I'll be watching it.
Is it on, the game, seriously?
At the moment, it's on. It's not been called off, but obviously it's whether they get it finished on time. It's scheduled for, I don't know if it's Sky or BT Sports. So I'd imagine they will do everything they can to get
it'll
on.
It'll be Sky for that.
Who else came up? Burnley came up and Sheffield United. I don't think Sheffield United to stay up. I don't think Burnley are going to do. I know people go on about how well they did in the Championship under Company, but he wasn't that great at Anderlecht, was he? This, you know. So I'm not sure they'll struggle. Then you got the likes of, I don't know, perhaps been a bit dismissive, like the likes of Bournemouth and Forest. You know, Wolves are definitely going to struggle. Look at Everton. So there's six teams there straight away. So, you know, perhaps my 14th was a bit stupid when I look at it. And you know, 12th to 9th is definitely on, isn't it?
Yeah, about 10th, I reckon.
Yeah. So that's where we think, Mike. And if you can let us know what song you're singing, I'll let everyone know.
I do genuinely think, James Ward-Prowse, obviously I've been on very much, so you probably have covered him in depth last week, but I think he's a really, really, really good signing. I think he could be a really good piece of business. And I think if we can, I mean, centre-back, clearly we've got another centre-back today, that helps. I think we're missing a striker. But if we can get a striker in, and we don't lose Paqueta, which it looks like that's not happening now, I think it's a pretty good window. I don't think we can complain very much.
Oh, you'd be surprised. I think I can manage a lot of things.
Well, me too, usually, but I'm struggling with that.
Let's see what happens. I don't know why we need more centre-back options, but, you know, you have to defend him.
Yeah,
Moyes' ball did look better at the weekend. Not as in, it's not what I want to say, but it looked, I felt a little bit more confident with it.
No, but his style of football is only acceptable when it wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is it.
And that is the
that's why you're Moyes out, isn't it?
And that is I don't know what I'll say next week. I've got a good idea, just to baffle people. I don't care really. I'll celebrate the wins and shrug my shoulders at the defeats and think, well, at some point Moyes will leave, and then we just move on to the next. It's a washing machine, isn't it? That's what it is. Elter Skelter and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a virgin then.
Go on.
So, Daryl Holly says, evening all.
Deck the halls.
Deck the halls.
Or Gordon Johnson.
Or Buddy.
Well, I was thinking Buddy because I'm a bit simple.
Yeah.
Buddy, not that you're simple, George. I'm throwing. I was insulting you then. But yeah. Another one where I should have thought first.
So glad to be back.
Yeah, well done, George. You've missed me, haven't you? Anyway. Evening all, he says, he's been listening for a few years now and he's very happy for us to get an award. It weren't an award, but anyway, we can claim an award as the top West Ham podcast ever in the world of Spotify.
Of all time.
And he's put, it certainly is my favourite. Well, we're pleased to have you, Daryl. We're pleased to hear from you.
Buddy.
Buddy, as you will now be called. He's then asked a question.
Go on.
Will Lozano have to go away on loan to be seen as one of our non-homegrown 17. He says, I think he should go on loan anyway. And he just wondered, as he's 21 now. Come on, you Irons.
I don't even know who he's talking about.
I don't know who he's talking about either.
Say Will Lozano. Will Lozano. I don't think his first name's Will. I think that was like him asking a question. Right. But Lozano is a defender of the Brazilian, I think, birth. And he plays in our under-21s. It was a signing that we made last season, I believe.
Yeah, right. Vaguely recall.
Yeah, and obviously
everyone said no.
It was one for the future. I do believe, though, he scored at the weekend. Now, as a centre-half...
Oh, Buddy knows his stuff, doesn't he?
And he does. Showing us up here, isn't he, Buddy?
I think he scored at the weekend for the under-21s. So, I mean, and we know Moyes loves his goal scoring centre-halves. So, maybe there is a future for him. Maybe there is. But anyway, that's a good question, Darryl. Thanks for asking it, buddy. Sorry, as George simply christened you.
Simple George.
Yeah, Simple George. next up, it's another name I can't say I've heard. You can get the name this one. Marcus Taylor.
Oh, Taylor. Mm. Or Marcus. Marcus Taylor.
Tommy?
Dennis?
Oh, right. Well, I went for the West Ham thing, but Dennis?
Oh, Tommy.
Tommy?
Yeah, we go Tommy.
Yeah. Tommy sits in front of us, Len, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, we'll have to say hello to him, see if we can.
I'll leave him be.
Yeah. Well, we have to leave him be as he's climbing the stairs slowly.
Yeah.
Great win on Sunday, says Marcus.
It was.
He loves the podcast, another one. He said, this is a bit off topic, so it's up to you if you want to include it. Well, thanks for like putting that now. I've read it out. Anyway, Len.
Guarantee we will include it.
Marcus heard that you used to work at Ministry of Sound.
I did.
And he was wondering what you did there.
I did many things. I was in the creative team. It was only a small creative team. It was a long while ago. Turn of the century. That makes me feel old. Yeah. I did do a couple of art covers, but I wasn't the guy, the main, no, I won't go into that. Yeah. The head candy stuff it was.
Didn't do a set then?
No, I'm not a DJ.
Oh, right. Didn't spin some decks.
Art direction, stuff on videos and stuff. I was just an all-round creative guy, in and out of the place. Not, I was never an employee there. Just let me in for bigger projects temporarily. Or while I decover, stuff like that.
All right. Because he wondered if your paths had crossed. Marcus must have been. I don't know if he worked there or... that's what he said. We may have crossed paths. I don't know if he used to club there.
Marcus Taylor.
Weren't my cup of tea, I must admit. First of all, you had to go south for the water. And he also then finishes up. He said he heard that you worked at Saatchi's. What a fascinating life you've led.
Well, I mean, it sounds like it. It's not too fucking fascinating. I was at Saatchi's for nearly 10 years on and off. I covered for the studio manager there, who's also a West Ham fan, funny enough.
Anyone crossed at your time at Saatchi, didn't it, Len?
Yeah, no, that was when I was at St Luke's.
Oh, right, okay.
That was the Aunt Bessie, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Aunt Bessie?
What a fascinating life I led.
Yeah.
Working with Yorkshire puddings and roast potatoes. No, it was a great project, to be fair.
That was I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Get me out of here. It was.
What, sponsored by Aunt Bessie's?
Close to Christmas, so you need to know what you're going to have for your turkey for dinner and shit.
Well,
That's George's territory. I just done the fucking drawings and shut the fucking pictures. Mouth. Yeah.
I just find it strange that Aunt Bessie's was support. I'm a celebrity, because it's not like they're going to get to eat it, is it? It's like, look what you could eat. But
George.
Well, I think that's kind of the idea.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, right. Some people do say that they'd rather eat like witchetty grub than Aunt Bessie's potatoes.
I think they're alright, Aunt Bessie's.
They serve a purpose, you know. If you're desperate and you're really fucking lazy and can't be bothered to do your own roasts.
The sponsor before that was Iceland.
That's
right.
What, the country?
Nothing to do
with it. Did they go bankrupt then?
Yeah, biscuits.
Ah, yeah. Right, there you go.
But no, Marcus, I just worked in art departments, mate. Just kept me nut down. Literally.
All right, so...
You do that, you don't fucking say nothing. Don't talk to him, you don't talk to her. You especially don't talk to him. That was like that, that was me. And now, none of them will talk to me at all. I'll never get a job in these places. So.
Next up, It's Marion Williams, people. He's happy. It's the Welsh wizard from Herefordshire. Oh, Bios. He noticed that the Stooge wasn't in his normal seat on Sunday. Did you see who was sitting there, though, Marion? It was my mate was sitting there. Does this mean he's given up his season ticket and now sits with his senior sauce? No, he's in Spain. As you can tell, because he's not here. But he then gives a shout-out to the lady from the support services in Gatesy, because she always has a smile on her face, and a rarity in a West Ham employee, she goes the extra miles. I don't know who she's talking about there, but anyway.
No.
Next up, someone thinks they're funny. Samantha Hardy. Do you know
Who was quoted saying the best mother-in-law someone can have.
Is it? Yeah. Well, anyway.
Wait, I felt sorry for her.
All right.
Must admit.
Samantha says, I've got a joke. Did you hear about the West Ham fan who started a kitchen and didn't finish it? Luckily, AR Sean comes to my defence and says, but he finished the haul. She don't take that into consideration, though, AR Sean, does she? She don't think, oh, he's done the living room as well. No, I've done the living room. I've done the hallway.
I've done the
what was the garage, but it's now the spare living room, which we call the baby's room, where we take the granddaughter in and when we want to watch Moana for the 15th time. Let it go. Oh, no, not
that's
that
the wrong one.
Yeah. Sorry, that's Frozen. But yeah, no.
Taking us back to Iceland and Aunt Bessie's there.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Tenuous link.
We're almost professional here, people. You wouldn't believe it. Next up is Captain Jack Morgan. He gets a bit spicy. He's got a good question, though. Do we think that having played well in the first two games, Rice was inadvertently a bottleneck on other players' performance? And he goes, in particular, Suchek.
Do you know what? I did think on Sunday watching that, we look a completely different team. And it could be the best thing that ever happened to us. So, we'll see. Trying to put a positive spin on it.
Yeah. What do you reckon, then? Life without Rice.
Be a bit dry, wouldn't it?
Yeah. No, we'd just have noodles.
We certainly don't miss him, but what we'll say about Suchek, he's still not great. I don't think he's good defending when he's too deep. I think he's better further out. When the old team's further out the pitch, he's the better player. Than what we are when we're right on the edge of our box.
Mm.
And he probably thinks the same, actually.
Yeah. No one remembers Pot Rice, though, do they?
But we all remember. I remember Pot Rice. Used to like that.
Yeah, I see. But we all remember a pot noodle.
Yeah, we do. Do you remember... What was the other one? There was one before that that barely took off. Snack Pot.
Snack pot.
We put the snack before the pot. That's nobody's right. Got the taste we've got.
I wouldn't go that far. But
no, don't remember the advert?
I don't know.
I don't remember
chicken
the advert or the product.
Curry's hot.
No,
pot,
I do remember Snack Pot, though. The chicken chow mein one.
The pot. Yeah. Nobody's got the taste we've got.
Yeah.
You should work in advertising, then.
I did.
Oh, you did do that.
You know, plethora of fucking opportunities for someone on the spectrum like me. Just remembering adverts and just recreating them. Everyone else has forgotten. There's a kid just sitting in front of the TV just taking it all in. Wonderful times.
Adverts are not as good as they used to be, though.
No, they're not.
Are they?
No, they're all... Well, go woke, go broke.
Do you ever see a shit advert and think, I wonder what ones they rejected?
Hang on, yeah. Well, actually, some of them just... One of mine come up, like, from... That we done... Must have been, I counted 8 or 9 years ago. Yeah, there's not a lot of, they threw a lot of good ad creators out, you know, with the bathwater, really. I'm not saying I was one, but a lot of people I worked with, and some went on to do better things, you know.
The birth of the digital age.
Yeah.
And being able to fast forward adverts.
Yeah, just skip them. Except that now the YouTube have got like an unskippable 16 second one. I noticed.
Not if you pay premium.
No, not if you pay premium. And I would say at that length, really, that might not really be an effective ad, but you know, depends what you want to do. Above the line, I'd say it's
not
be not
an advertising podcast.
No,
we're boring Nigel now.
Well, you'd lost me because I only asked the question, do you ever look at an advert and think, fuck me, that was shit. Wonder what one they rejected. I did work in an advertising agency once, though. If that helps. I was installing the security there, and it was one of them things where you think, are you lot for real, or is this a parody? Because I'm working away, and they all sat down in a group huddle and started throwing out ideas for this advertising campaign of this thing. And I'm
where
like,
was this?
Oh, this is 20 years ago.
No, where?
I think it was Britain Street, Clerkenwell. And can't remember the aid agency. And I was just thinking, I was trying not to laugh, you know, because I thought it was.
What do you think ad agencies do, though, Nigel?
I know. You know when you think, though, I wonder if they give a bonus to the one that comes up with the winner. You know, because there was like 15 of them sitting round, and you're thinking, a lot of you are thick. And they're just like trying to show they've read a dictionary or something by spouting out words I'd never fucking heard of. So I don't know. I couldn't even tell you what they were trying to advertise, but it didn't hook me, that's for sure.
Yeah, it didn't stick with you, did it?
No. I mean, if you're going to go like, what's a good advert, you know, for someone like me? Well, we hope it's chips, isn't it?
Great advert.
Hey? Can't beat that.
Haven't Mead and Vickers, I think.
Yeah, there you go. I thought it was,
Ross Frozen Food. No, I'm giving you the agency, mate.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, I don't remember eating that, Vickers. I thought I shoved that up my nose to make me breathe better.
It weren't public, no. Trying to think where I think Publicist, Sapient is the other side to that. Might have been the agency.
So, see, Sean sent us a picture of the new signing, Stan. Sitting in a private airplane with Steiden sitting behind him smiling. Do you think this is like the new, this is what like Steiden's MO? Because obviously when he signed Alvarez, he sat in the airplane.
Yeah. Exactly the same picture, wasn't it?
Yeah. So do you think this is like, Steiden goes, oh, we must have like, oh, jawohl, we must have the picture in the airplanes. Do you think?
Probably, yeah. It probably sounds just like that as well.
He does. I've had it on good authority. He does talk exactly like that. Sean the Doog. Doogan. Evening, gents, says, can't think of any jokes gone wrong. But happy with 3 points. Suchek seems a different player this season, few people noticing. Put in a serious shift when we went down to 10. He said, I've read an article about replacing Moyes. What, Suchek? Really? It may lead to more attacking football, but would we be as resilient as we are under Moyes? He's interested to hear our thoughts.
Resilient. Would we call ourselves resilient? Obviously we were on Sunday, but we conceded at Bournemouth after sitting back. And last season didn't go too well in the league. Would you call our team resilient? I've answered that question with a question.
Right.
No. That was confusing.
I wouldn't call us resilient. No. I don't think just because you're defensive you're resilient.
Yeah, if we were getting clean sheet after clean sheet, I'd say we're resilient.
Yeah, but we're not, are we? We're still conceding. Do you think there's a time when Moyes will go, fuck it, just go for it, lads, I'm fed up with the moaning?
No. I think there'll be a time when the fucking players do that. Mm. I'll say that.
But apparently he did get a good reception from the fans at Bournemouth, and obviously there was no dissent, apart from one idiot on Twitter. There was no real dissent from the fan base, so just goes to show you the way to calm the fan base down is purely and simple, despite what everyone says.
Win trophies,
win games, yeah, win games, win trophies. Did they not? I was disappointed I'm going to say this now. I was disappointed that they didn't bring the trophy round the pitch before the game and parade it.
Well, he made his reasons. I kind of agree.
All right. But anyway, I suppose that was last season. But, it's the first season back. You know, it would have been nice to have seen the players.
Yeah.
Declan weren't playing. He could have come and held it up for us. Could you imagine that? And welcome back last season's captain, Declan Rice. What a reception he would have got. Yeah. Dear, oh
I
dear.
Mean, you've got to move on. Mm. I mean, I don't talk about my advertising awards, do I?
No. Talking of moving on, next up is Barry Meikle. He says, good afternoon. I've not described him because he's put from Canada. 24% possession was brutal, he says, but goals are fun. Question for yous lot. Here we go. Which of the 23-24 shirts do you like the best? That's a lot to choose from, though, Baz, isn't it? 23 or 24 shirts. He's gone. He likes the third one, but the second one is a glorified white Betway t-shirt, and he's not sure why everyone loves it. He's going to wear his 19-20. That's a lot of shirts to wear, Baz. 19-20 away shirt. As bar the badge, it's almost identical. Best thing about the home strip are the socks. Oh, my life, Baz. Please, no.
I hate those socks.
Yes. He has got a question for me. You going to do the barometer this year? We will do the barometer this year. Everyone out. So, the barometer this year, we lost 2 points because we did beat Bournemouth. So, actually, currently, we're 2 points worse off than we were last season. Don't bode well, does it? Because I believe we beat Chelsea last season. I'll double check that, though. We're not going to be bothered.
My favourite kit is the white one, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I quite like the white too. Sorry about that.
I don't mind the home shirt and I can take the bubbles.
It is the socks.
But no.
It's shorts, isn't it?
Yeah. And there's a thing, a lot of clubs seem to be doing this and I swear this must be a directive from UEFA or something about having all one colour kits. Because a lot of clubs now, I think Man City played like in an all sky blue kit now, didn't they? Where Man City's kit was sky blue, white shorts, white socks. So our kit was claret and blue shirts, white shorts, white socks generally. Though sometimes we'd have claret socks. Not oops, for a start. I think if you've had the home shirt with the away shorts and socks, you've got yourself a good kit. I'm not sure the away shirt with the home shorts and socks would definitely work. And as for the third kit, well, I got myself in trouble on Twitter, people, about that. So I'm not sure, again, really. Well, I get it. We get a lot of expat listeners and we get a lot of overseas listeners. And I wasn't besmirching those that see it. I wasn't besmirching you. Bigged up the video they released. You know they released a video Overland and Seeing It with the St. Louis Hammers.
I didn't see this.
Well, they did a video and X bigged it up. But what he was doing is he congratulated the media department for a great video.
Who did?
X. So I then just pointed out that actually it's a load of old bollocks and it's all about a pound note. It's marketing guff. It don't mean nothing. It ain't West Ham thinking, let's do something good for the overseas support. It ain't. It's marketing guff. They want the overseas support to buy the new shirt. Because the overseas support are more likely to buy the shirt than us 50-year-old, wizened old, miserable sods.
Yeah,
that will only part 300 quid for a season ticket, let alone pay 90 quid for a shirt. You know, that's that's almost 8 games. You're having a lark, aren't you? For a shirt. So, yeah, and of course, oh, I don't know, X read what I thought, put wrong, decided to almost make it out like I was digging out the overseas support, which I wasn't doing. And then I just had to sort of wade in and defend myself a bit. I would like to say I learnt my lesson, but I'll give it 6 months. No. I'll do it again. Don Roberts.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, didn't he used to run the shop, the corner shop in Coronation Street?
That
was Alf Roberts.
Alf Roberts.
Anyway, perhaps Don's Alf brother. He said, would you like to see Lingard or Lukaku?
Lukaku.
Is he asking as an either or?
Well,
or
that's, he
either.
Just put, would you like to see, short and sweet, which
the
I like for Don.
Yes.
Would you like to see Lingard or Lukaku at West Ham?
Lukaku, definitely.
All right.
Yeah, I probably would like to see Lukaku.
Oh, right. Really?
I don't know. Because last time I saw him, he was terrible. I mean, the last time he was in the Premier League, I tended to think that Antonio was a little bit better.
Where is he now?
Inter Milan, isn't he?
Is he? Was he on loan?
Or is he at Chelsea? Is he back at Chelsea?
I think he still might be a Chelsea player, you know? I'm not too sure. Known that. I'm not sure how it ended. I remember there was a long-winded arrangement, you know, that I can't recall. Probably shouldn't be on a football podcast.
Me either. None of us know who he plays for.
I think he's at Chelsea. I think he's at Chelsea.
Have you just Googled that?
No, I haven't. Off the top of my head.
I mean, him on loan would be a great little thing.
Who's him on? Who does he play for?
Plays for striker for Premier League club Chelsea. He is at Chelsea.
There you go. Yeah. Well, he's not going to play with them, is he?
No.
I'd personally, I know this may sound a bit bonkers, I'd rather have Lingard.
We get Lukaku on loan and Lingard for free.
You could have both, didn't it? Why not?
I think, do you know what? After Saturday, you know, when you do get the result, you tend to be a little bit more resigned for another year of Moyes ball, because, you know, it's gonna, you looking at the people, you know, the teams in our league, it's never gonna look quite so bad, is it? And you think to yourself, well, if he wants either of them on loan, let him have it for a year.
Next up is the Colonel, Paul Sanders, and he is the Colonel. Richie Kemp's going to be the general. Paul actually said, I heard a funny version of the Chelsea song. Chelsea, where are you, baby? You ain't got no history. It could be worse, you could be scarce. Eating rats in your council house. I think that's rather funny, says Paul. Brady out. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'll leave that with you, Paul, to laugh at. Do you think that was funny, George?
Hilarious.
Can you see that, singing that in your house?
I'll give it a go tomorrow, I'll let you know how it goes.
You do that. You do that just before she cooks dinner. and I'll tell you what, your dinner will be sponsored by I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Mate, because that's what you'll be eating.
Almost professional, isn't it, this podcast?
As she's rustling up and she'll be singing you back to you, there's a rat in my kitchen, what am I going to do? I'm going to feed it to George. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. There you go. You got a favourite dog, George? Watch out. Might not be running round after tomorrow you sing that song. The Greek goddess from Forest Gate. It's old Belinda Kakakakitis. Who actually might come in handy now. She could probably be the Transgalator,
yeah,
wouldn't
she?
Stan.
Stan Lazaridis.
Yeah, Stan the Greek. Goals of fun. And I don't know if Belle's got a sixth sense. Or she's like a medium. But three kisses. So she knew that one of us would drop off.
She's a witch.
She's a witch. Get the rope. Let's see if she floats. Anyway, Belinda
Kakakitis. How long does this go on for?
Belinda Kakakitis says cheeky lines. Brady out.
Brady out.
We did have a complaint up. There's been a few other Brady outs. Not enough Brady outs, people, this season. Don't get bought by the trophy. Yeah? Please. We noticed a few of our stickers have disappeared as well, then, didn't we? But some are still there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bastards. George, got a name for you.
Go on.
Hick Chidurchi.
Oh, yeah. Rings a bell. Hello, Hick.
Yeah, how you doing? It's a long-term listener, isn't it?
He is, just a bit.
I mean, there's someone who I think, if we was giving out numbers, would
it'd
probably
be two or three.
Yeah, would be.
Where does that name come from? Hick to Dirty.
Up.
Where?
George is trying to stifle the laugh. Anyway.
Hick to Dirty.
Hick up to Dirty. Anyway.
No, but what?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
By the looks of his avatar, he's from PG Land.
Right.
He's got a monkey. Now, there's marketing that worked. Wasn't it?
Yep.
PG
Tips.
Yeah.
And yeah, the stuffed monkey. That was good. I've forgotten what the stuffed monkey's name was.
There's a story to
monkey.
That. And I can't remember what it was.
Was it monkey?
I think it was monkey, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was monkey.
Oh, right. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, Johnny Vegas, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Johnny Vegas told a story. I can't remember what it was. It was interesting.
Must have been good then.
That was a good one, that one. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right, Jay. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Oh, it'll tell you later, people. Yeah. Anyway, Hick up says, how is Sean going to pronounce our new Greek centre after?
Yeah.
Badly.
With Hick.
He had enough trouble with our ex-Paraguayan centre half. This one will be a nightmare for him.
Can't say anyone's name.
What is everyone's suggestion for a nickname that Sean can handle? Twat? I don't know if he can handle twat. What do you reckon, George?
He could maybe borrow one of yours you got on Twitter this week.
Yeah.
I think he's... Is he talking about a nickname for our new Greek signing rather than a nickname for Sean?
Well, Sean, the way he's wrote is, what is everyone's suggestion for a nickname that Sean can handle?
I think we've got one.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Stan? Or are you called Lazaridis? Yeah. Lazaridis.
Stan Lazaridis. Yeah. Stan the Greek. What do you reckon, Jay? You got any? You're normally good with these things.
I'll just call Greek people Chris. They're all called Chris.
Listen. We'll behave ourselves. We will not call him Bubble. Not having it, people. Not on my watch.
No.
Or Squeak. Anyway, evening gents, says Jason, back to the future ass. Well, what a surprise, he says. Sunday's result. The game had everything and really summed us up. Crap at times, gave the ball away far too easy. Then when you could least expect it, we score. Could have been the whole season of watching West Ham summed up in a single game. Suchek was showing the form of his first season and he was impressed with Ward-Prowse. He's got a question. Ooh. I'm about to protect my shed from the onslaught of autumn and winter.
Right.
What does shed man use as a preserver when protecting his shed from the elements? He says he knows his football and not shed. Brady out. Right, you ready?
Brady out. Yeah.
I use boat varnish.
Wasn't expecting you to say that.
There you go, people. Boat varnish. So you get a tin of boat varnish. So I've got it stained. I'm not a fan of the colour actually, and I think next year once the boat varnish, I've not topped my varnish up this year. I'm gonna let it sort of die off so I can.
Oh, living on the edge.
Well, not that I want to get rid of the blue. I'm not a fan of the blue, and the missus wanted it blue because she wanted it to match my son's shed, which was blue as well. So she wanted both sheds to have the same colour. But I'm
and
not
your
a fan.
Son's
of
still
it.
Got his shed.
Yes, he has. Yeah.
So you got. He three lives in sheds. It,
mate. He lives in his shed.
Really?
Well, he's in the old shed, isn't he? You know that I moved out of. So he's like Upton Park or the Memorial Grounds.
Right.
Yeah. And then right. I'm in like the London Stadium, I suppose.
Or
of sheds.
Upton Park.
Or Upton Park. Yeah. I call it Upton Park.
I thought you might.
And then I've got another shed just behind this. So, yeah.
Jeez. You really are the shed man, aren't you?
I do like a shed. I've got one of them mini sheds as well, you know, like that I store things in.
Like a kennel.
Well, it's a bit bigger than a kennel, isn't it? It's like a storage shed, but just a
well,
mini
I
one.
Know what you
it's
mean.
Like 4 foot high. You know?
Okay.
There you go.
A kennel. Like a kennel.
Anyway. Scotty Crosland.
Hey.
He's got a complaint. Ah, come on, don't have a nickname.
Right, what's his nickname?
Oh.
Scott Crosland.
See,
Crosland.
Scott was been here from the start, hadn't he? When, before I even started giving out nicknames. That's your problem, Scott.
Scott Crosland.
Scott Crosland. What about Chris?
Chris Cross.
Yeah.
Chris Crosland.
Yeah.
But I wanted Chris for the Greek guy.
Oh, right. Yeah, but we got Stan for him.
All right. Give him Chris then.
Chris? Scott Chris Crosland? What about Nine Dan?
That's what I'm thinking of.
Crosswords. Yeah.
Nine Dan says, "Ah, come on, don't have a nickname. You do now.
You do now.
Give
I
us one
you
if you want.
Never asked.
Give us an idea, Scott, of what you like to call us, and we'll think of something worse and do that. But anyway, he said, did I buy immunity when I bought that picture in the old supporters club? That went down well. Ah, those were the days, Scott, weren't they? Eh? Stour place. Anyway, you can't use ginger cunt, as my mates already call me that. as he says, as you can see from my scooter seat that they bought me for my 50th. Brady out. And he's got a scooter seat, which I thought was a burst football. And it does say ginger.
I thought it was a hat.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's his scooter cover. He ain't got a scooter, but he's got a cover anyway.
Got the cover.
There you go. Charlie Fawkes.
Right.
He's got short sweet. Moyes ball is fun. Discuss.
Ting.
Brady, go away.
Brady out. No, it's not.
Moyes not
ball
for me.
Is fun.
Nice.
Was it
nerve-wracking.
Fun on Sunday? I enjoyed Sunday.
No, we enjoyed Sunday.
The alcohol helped.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. As we say, it only works when you win. When you don't win, it's like...
Yeah, you have to be immaculate, don't you?
Yeah, you don't walk out of a defeat going, do you know what? I thought we did well there and we were unlucky. When we're beat, we are fucking beat.
Cool, not much.
But and the reason for that is that when we win with only 23, if we'd have lost that game, we'd have had 23% of the ball and done nothing with it. You're going to think, wow, that is depressing.
Dangerous game to be playing, I told you.
Yeah. So
maybe it is entertaining and fun because you just don't know what you're going to get.
You don't.
No, but again, that's part of the beauty of West Ham. Next up, it'll be the only village idiot in Taunton.
Oh, no.
It'll be RB Dodsey.
You upset him, didn't you?
I always upset him. He thinks I'm a bully. Sad up. All right, my handsomes. I made him famous, you know.
Yeah. And turning against you.
Yeah, calls me a bully. Dear, oh dear.
Hello, Dodsey.
Yeah. He's got a joke. He says, an Englishman, an Irishman and Nigel start to build a kitchen. He said, you can all do the punchline. I feel bullied, Dodds.
Good old Doddsy.
I feel bullied.
Hello, Doddsy.
Anyway, beating Chelsea, says old Dardsy, is always sweet. It's this games that jeep me coming back.
He's been using the voice thing again, hasn't he?
Yes.
His text are awful, isn't it?
Fucking Christ.
What was the one the other day about Kettle? I don't know. Him out for the Kettle.
That's it, yeah. I mean, he doesn't understand, you know. He doesn't understand. We don't understand what he says. And the fact that we don't understand what he says, Siri's got no chance of understanding what he's saying.
No.
So I don't know why Bob's talking to her. It's them fat fingers, Dodds, isn't it? Anyway, put your beard down. Send a proper text. We won't take the piss so much. Anyway, beating Chelsea, jeeps him coming. There you go.
Beep, beep.
Are we seeing the best of Souček at the moment? Without he will not be named. Do you think they could have done more celebrating the Conference League trophy? Man City did it. I know Dodsy was all the joy for Man City. Dodsy seems to think Man City's West Ham, but with trophies.
It's strange, isn't it?
How do you see
Man They City won the now? Fucking treble and we won the European Vase.
Yeah. Do you think they're Man City? I mean, I don't get... for me, Man City used to be West Ham. Like, they were like West Ham of the North, Man City. Right,
yeah.
But now, they're Chelsea of the North. And we all know how we feel about Chelsea.
Yeah.
Are all the YouTube channels and ITK starting to look a bit silly now? The transfer market's looking good and the team are picking up points we didn't expect.
What do you mean starting to look silly?
I don't know. Yeah. ITKs, who knows? Anyway, he says the one thing he will never let us down. Brady out.
Brady out.
Hey up, gents. It's AR Sean.
Oh, back to the back.
Chelsea. First up, shite. Yorkshire tea. Yeah, I read Yorkshire Post. Yeah, I bank in Yorkshire Bank. Second half, much improved. If only Antonio could finish like that every other week rather than just two or three times a season.
Agreed.
Give him a chance, perhaps he will. Goals are fun and it's 3 points. Sean says, nice to see that Uncle Sean's 60th birthday wishes was shown on the big screen. Did he get a cock or a watch for his 60th? Sorry, clock or a watch for his 60th birthday? As he seems to struggle with knowing how long 72 hours is.
Ooh.
Look, we've made it now. Yeah. I'm sure we'll have some more signings. He has got a question.
Go on.
Defiant Dave says he wants more possession. Is that doomed to failure like last season, or does he just mean more than 22 to 25%?
Yeah, he'd be happy with 27.
He then says, how nationalities have represented the club? I think you forgot the word.
Many.
But perhaps
right up your street. Have you got any idea?
Aye. How nationalities have represented club? A lot, George. Before read that, not many, but then a lot. It's a good question.
It is a good question.
That's the sort of thing
that you'd love to go and have a little look into and write an article about.
I will. First overseas player that I can think of. And I don't include the Republic of Ireland in that. I count them as British. I've just insulted them. I can hear Mad Mary at work going really mad now I've insulted her again. Look, we're all from the British Isles, and I class the Republic of Ireland as being on a British Isle of Ireland. I'm sure someone can educate me in other ways, but there you go.
They're a republic. They're not in the UK, though, are they?
Yeah, but they used to be, didn't they? It was only up until 19... They didn't get their independence in 1921, people, just to show you, I do know a bit about my history. And then in 1921, you decided to fight each other. But enough of that. It's not an Irish Republican history podcast. You can go to Ian Dowd for that, people. Check out that. There's a bit of me that wants to say Clyde Best.
I forgot what the question was.
Overseas players for West Ham. How many nationalities have we had? I reckon we've had about 60.
I was gonna say 60. I wonder why that is.
I don't know. We'll find out and let you know next week.
Right, I'll put it on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, and some revenue.
Yeah. that $5. Well, I've earned more than Sean just with that one video. And I got called far less worse names than he does. Anyway, AR Sean, by the way, says, signing Konstantinos Nomblos Opadopadopadopadus Mavropanos got me thinking, which player's name has the highest score in Scrabble? I don't know if that will have.
What Jason Dazelle would have played for West Ham, because you could have got the 8 points for the J. There's only really
I'm not really up with my Scrabble scores.
10 points for the
10 points for the Z.
The other one would have been a blank, so it wouldn't have counted, did it?
You can do all that you like, but I'll whack down dicks on a treble score, mate, and I'll bank the same amount of points as you did with your magic word.
Yeah, but what about if mine's on a treble as well?
Well, leave your dicks off the Scrabble board.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, dear.
Come on, I've got to go soon.
It's up, yeah. Paul Sanders is back, the colonel. He said, not sure about jokes, but I want to clear up the fact I'm not a colonel. Oh, all right. Fucking hell, Paul. It was just a joke. Then what? Coming out of the woodwork today to have a go at me.
He's absolutely fuming.
I want to clear it up. I'm not a colonel.
Let me clear this up.
Yeah.
Paul,
do you wear a white suit? Can you let us know? He's got questions. He says, when did the cost of food in the OS go up? He says, I asked for 2 burgers, a beer and a water on Saturday, and they asked me for £33.40.
You'd think you'd get a discount as well, wouldn't you?
I told him the fuck off. Yeah, should have gone to KFC then, Paul, wouldn't you? Get a discount when you walk in. Two, when did we start celebrating our 1940 World Cup triumph?
I noticed that. Yeah. Well, I didn't notice it on the day, but someone pointed it out. That wasn't there before.
I think it was.
Was it?
I think it was.
Are you sure it's just not to balance it out? Now we've got an extra one. I think, oh, fuck.
I don't know.
We're out of kilter now. We have to put one before.
He then put something I never noticed, but I don't go there. Why is the BML, Bobby Moore Lower, people, configured differently? He then put a photograph up. Oh, with a War Cup. I was going to say, that ain't a Bobby Moore lower. The 1940 War Cup.
Is it configured differently?
I thought that War Cup was always there.
Well, I used to stand opposite that and never noticed it once in the 7 years.
All right.
I was there.
We'll have to find some old pictures.
Might be different.
Super Chrissy Mills.
Whee.
Someone that don't complain about their nickname, or I'll have you know. Evening, gents, he says. Great to be over the Thunderdome. If we get kudos and keep 4-0, great window. Never thought I'd see that a few weeks ago. How was your experience over there? Oh, no, Chris. Anything changed for the better? It's got worse, mate. We've done our experience. He said, I actually thought that boys were the worst fans we've ever had over there. Oh, mate, you're right, mate. The way they all walked out.
Didn't they go quick?
Oh, poor old Dingeling took a bit of a tumble when Antonio scored and ain't stopped whining about it, blaming innocent bystanders for taking him down as well. Brady, it's all about the limbs, Chris, isn't it? It's all about the limbs. Yeah. I'll leave it at the moment like that. Next up, someone... that wasn't at the game. Evening all, said Ziggy Stardust.
You weren't there.
Weren't there. We were looking for you, Dave, and then we realised you was on holiday. all seems we don't really need that lad that played in the 41 shirt. He said, I only listened on the radio and caught the highlights, but a win is a win. I take it all day. He was disappointed that we didn't... Yeah, forgot about this. See, Dan sent off on loan.
Yes.
As I think he should have been given a chance. Do you see as a positive step or offloading him? Because you don't fit in. Brady out.
Brady out.
Offloading him. Do you agree, John?
Well, he probably made noises. Rob Prowse coming in, wanted to play first team football. Could be a good move for both, you know. Depending on how Souček gets on this year.
Yeah.
He could come back next year and slot in.
I feel sorry for him. He's a West Ham fan.
Yeah.
And he's willing to fight for the cause, isn't he?
Yeah. As, sure is.
As evidence in the semi-final, he was first over the wall, wasn't he? Adam Leverbarra says, hi lads, he hopes we're all well. Moyes in or Moore's out? Oh, don't go there again, for Christ's sakes. I think we have to give Moyes the season, as I feel he's built a really good squad and it seems to be getting stronger despite selling Rice. It's all we can do, Adam, to be fair. It's not for us to sack him, it's up to the owners. So until they sack him, I will back the manager. And that's the way I think I'm being funny. Next up, someone that played for Liverpool and Coventry and was quite a good player.
Barras?
No, David Thompson. Do you remember him? Yeah. Little wee midfielder.
A Grizovic, he could have been him.
Yes, he did, didn't he? He won the European Cup at Liverpool on the bench.
Yeah, he was on the bench at Liverpool. I remember him from his sticker days. He was there quite a while, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Another one people don't realise was Jim Montgomery won the European Cup. He of the double save fame from the 1973 Cup final. Because he sat on the bench. I think he might have won two because he was Shilton's understudy at Forest. There you go. Well, David, anyway, says, who would you lot start as centre-back? Mavra fucking Notchanomonopolis, or whatever his name is. Alvarez, Kerr, or Oggy?
I'm glad I don't have to choose.
You don't want to choose?
No.
Alvarez ain't centre back, is he? Does he play there? I don't know.
He can do.
I would stick with what we had at the weekend to begin with. Oh, yeah, of course.
I think that's why he's asking the question.
It's late, all right. Mavropanos, then bring him in.
Was it?
Stan.
He'll play Oggy.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
I think...
what would you do? I think that was a question.
What would I do?
Yeah.
I'd throw the Greek straight in.
Yeah, me too. Why not?
If he's got a bit of pace about him, definitely. Because I tell you what, Oggy will be... I don't know. Oggy will be flat-footed, though. Mitch Amona, or whatever his name is.
Mitoma.
Yeah, that's him. And bombing through the middle. João Pedro. And Evan Ferguson, decent player.
Solly March.
Yeah, Solly March. Yeah. They would do well. They would do well. Lost my spot now, sorry. Quickly, last few. Newest. Here we go. Ben Ashelford. Hi, guys. Pardon? Yeah, Ben Ashelford.
He's a Delta card.
He does. It's because he says long time listener, second time. We must have missed him the first. Sorry, Ben.
Hang on a minute. Ben.
Ben.
Right, okay.
Ashelford. Focus, Len.
Sorry.
Sorry. Capri. We've got a list of cars, really, haven't we? Anyway. Hi, guys, he says. What are your thoughts on Fabianski's comments regarding being dropped and not being handled well? Seems a few players are upsetting this team. Brady Sullivan out.
You don't want to give him the name Escort, otherwise old Dodds would be right in there, wouldn't he?
Oh, right. There you go.
Ben Dodsey, if you're listening.
Yeah. Ben Ashelford Escort. There you go. Actually, he's got a picture with a nice lady, so... Anyway,
what do we make of the comments?
Bird's Eye Steakhouse Grills now.
Yeah, Fabianski was he was upset. Look, I think he had to do the right. As I'm the goalkeeping expert here, I think it was right that Moyes moved into Areola, into number one.
That's a bit of a sensitive subject, isn't it?
It is, yes. And we won't get old that joke, George, either. So anyway.
It's one of my favourites.
Do you know, we are 10 years old. I tell him at work, we had to buy something, right, from a company called Beaver. Right, now there's a lot of women that work in our office. And one of them's gone to me, we've got to get this from Beaver. And I started laughing. And she looks at me and went, why am I laughing? And I went, you don't know why I'm laughing. And then the girl that's only about 21 next to her went, no, what is so funny about that? And I just looked at her and went, you are too young. I cannot tell you why I'm laughing.
Nah.
I'm 10 years old. We will crack on. And I went, but just to show you, it's not me. And I shouted out to my mate, one of the only other males in the office. I went, Rob, Beaver. And he went, what? I went, Beaver. And then he started giggling. I went, see, it's a man thing.
Yeah.
We hear the word Beaver and we giggle. Laugh. There you go. Oh, but Fabianski's comments anyway. Yeah, sad grapes, I suppose, in a way. He's probably reaching the end of his career. Should have took it on the chin.
Probably engineer one more move.
Yeah, there you go. Ed Hughes.
Have the bit of squirrel.
Great to have the season back and to be talking to win. Whilst it was good to win, oh, we were not too good. Too many players on their heels. Chelsea are going to be a good side because they're fast and powerful, but they have zero understanding, but they will gel.
They will.
He thinks Brighton will demolish us. But other positives, JWP's the noble replacement. I, another one who says, like me, we lacked last year. Suchek was good. Alvarez, okay. Areola saved
Everyone's
the penalty.
Everyone saying Suchek was good,
I didn't. Yeah. It was just Suchek for me.
Yeah, it was Saturday. Solid.
Yeah. Do we need another fullback? Is his question.
No. What, on top of the Greek guy?
I don't know if you put fullback. Him on top of him. Yeah. Probably wouldn't be able to run.
Can we play like that? I tell you, Moyes would love that, wouldn't he?
Wouldn't he?
I don't think he'll go, hey, Kev. All right, Gaffer.
I always used to think this, right? You know, like in rugby when they pick him up in a line-out?
Like hold him up, yeah.
Could you not do that for a corner?
That's a good point, isn't it?
Is that against the rules? I don't think it is.
No, of course it's not.
Kev. Oh, that gaffer! Isn't it? Tell the new defender, get on his shoulders.
Hey, all right, lads, get on his shoulders.
He'd be like, I'm Kevin Nolan at the sideline.
All right, gaffer.
James, stick it in the sky.
Yeah.
Get him in it.
Charlie
must be quite a tolerant old Nolan. He's the only one that stood by Moyes. Everyone else is fucked off.
Yeah. Perhaps he thinks he'll get the job one day.
Maybe.
Yeah, like the Orient job. Done so well. Tom Devlin, to finish it up. Evening, chaps. It was lovely to get a win. It's got a bit of a long-winded question. But what would be your favourite Premier League only era 11?
Wow.
That is long.
Should we do a quick combined one?
Yeah, go on then. Who's in goal?
Hold
up. I'm the goalkeeper here.
Yeah, go on.
And as much as I loved him, but Fabianski's the best Premier League goalkeeper we've had.
I think you're right, yeah.
More than Ludo. So Fabianski in goal. Right back, Len.
Right back. Right back. Do you know what?
Ilunga.
He was left back.
Actually, I thought he was left back.
Was he? I thought he was left
back. Guy
Demel. No, I was actually thinking about the guy we got from Man City.
Oh, Zabaleta.
Yeah. I can't think about
Thomas Repka. You're missing an obvious one there.
Centre back, I thought. Repka.
He was right back more than centre.
Was he?
He was right back a lot, yeah. I can't go for...
Should have been left back a lot of the times, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll stick with him. I can't think of many right backs. I don't recall having good ones.
Tim Breaker.
Fucking start me on
you. Sore subject, sorry. I had to say that one.
Maybe Tim. Oh, but he was a good player, was old Zabaleta, isn't that? Mate?
Yeah, no, he was.
I was going to stick with him.
Schemmel, Archie Schemmel.
Yeah, I was footing him, but he was very short, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was, but don't let that. It could have gone on someone's shoulders.
Yeah.
Left back, George.
An easy one, that one.
It's got to be Aaron Cresswell, isn't
it? Oh, fucking hell.
It'll be you.
Aaron Cresswell.
Keep your dicks on off the scabbard.
Yeah, okay. Centre back. Blimey. Best centre back we had.
Winston Reid in the Premier League Euro just for that goal.
Well, we'll have. You can. Alright, Winston Reid will be one. And then the other one would be. Do you
Christian
know
Dirty.
What? No. I'm going to go right left field.
And this my centre back.
In honour of Paul Turner, who loves to give me stick when I do this. Lars Tahinen.
There you go. Back off.
There you go. I'll tell you what, right? That clearance, right, that he made against Man United off the line was one of the best goal line clearances and why we never signed him up full time.
I assumed he said no.
I don't know.
That might be wrong.
Anyway, there you go. Midfield. Who are we having in midfield?
Mark Noble.
All right, I'll give you Noble. Who's going alongside him?
Who's going to say it?
No, I don't want to say it. Don't leave me. He said.
I don't want to say it either.
It's not picking him.
No, I'm not having him. I don't. I think then. We can go better.
Than Bish. That. How about Bishop?
Yeah, Bishop. Well, I'd have Benny Yoon. Or
you can still have him here.
Benny Yoon out
could
wide.
Play right. He could play. Yeah, right.
No, because I've got to have Trevor Sinclair. I know he's gone a bit mad in the head, but
don't have to have
Chelsea. I do. I thought he was fantastic for us.
Well, we have him Payet, right?
Yeah, Payet, yeah.
So if I can think of someone else on the right.
Well, Berkovic weren't really a right winger. I'd love Berkovic. I thought Berkovic more than Benny Yoon, actually.
Yeah.
All day long. Without Berkovic, Artson would have been ordinary.
Yeah, you're right there.
And training would have been boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I saw up front.
Well, Di Canio.
You played loud, didn't you?
Yeah.
Johnny Artson?
Yeah. Actually, that's quite easy up front. Yeah, Artson and Di Canio. What a pairing.
Did they ever play together? They didn't, did they? Didn't Di Canio replace Johnny Artson somewhat?
Yeah, no, and this is the thing. It is, you know, you go from hero to zero. So Di Canio's debut was Wimbledon away, which I think was John Artson's debut for Wimbledon. And West Ham fans, our first Di Canio one was Di Canio, that one. And then we sang Big Fat Johnny Artson.
Roly poly Arson.
So just to rub it in. 0-0 draw though that game. There you go. Paul Turner, another one for you. Just trot them out tonight, mate. Brain like a sponge. And that's it. Oh no, we got one more on Twitter. I've got to read it out, actually. I can't ignore him because he's here every week and there's a special reason why I have to read it out.
Oh.
Where is he? I've got to skip back because he always does it on a Monday night. Talk about yourself, people.
John, sorry, George, have you ever had a bird's eye steakhouse grill?
No, I haven't.
They're much like a burger, really, but just shaped slightly different. Brilliant advertising campaign. Not Ross at all. Bird's eye steakhouse grill. What would you have for yours?
Means nothing to me.
No? Too young, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, Vienna.
Vienna? Chuck.
Oh, it means nothing to him.
No, it don't.
Anyway, that's what I'd have for afters, actually.
Also, birds,
Vienna. Hey, oh, you can't beat a Vienna.
I love a Vienna.
half frozen.
They've gone up in price now, though.
It's a Wolves fee now.
£2.50.
Yeah. Half frozen. You got to let it start.
You got to let it thaw out a little bit.
Yeah. Anyway. Dan.
We did a biscuit one for a while. Do you remember that one? Biscuit Vienna.
No, I've only ever had the chocolate one. That's it.
Yeah, I remember loving that. I don't do them anymore.
I could do a whole one of them.
Yeah, easy.
Demolish. Oh. Dan, 31-60, 43-40.
Right.
No H's. It gave up because it was yesterday. Was the fan that got removed from the borough, Billy Bond's lower corner, after Chelsea scored, an away fan? I see him getting a few jabs as he was escorted out. But then he says, did the stooge send his own birthday shout out, or was it a present from the senior source? Brady out.
Brady out. He's very naughty.
Imagine if Sean had sent that in.
It wasn't Sean. Yes. I'll tell you what's funny is the person that sent it to me, just to top it off, was quite funny. Because they actually sent me the email they sent to the club.
Oh, what?
And they sent it to announcer@westhamunited.co.uk. And they just put birthday, happy 60th birthday, Uncle Sean, and with the photograph of Sean. That was the email. That was the content of the email.
Sullivan sent it then, was it?
No.
That sounds like one of his emails.
Would have had a typo in it.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's it. So, that's your lot, people. That's the end of Facebook.
Made it to the end.
Well done, George.
Thank you very much. It's been an absolute honour.
How did you find Facebook, Twitter, Chris?
Started to lag a bit at the end, to be honest. Did I was very much enjoying it.
The start and the middle weren't too lively either, really.
I certainly peaked with the dicks on the Scrabble board.
Oh, right. There you go. Sensitive subject with the areola, though.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if you had dicks on the areola.
Jesus Christ.
That would be a treble word score.
That would be against the rules.
There we go. Anyway, that's it, people. We can say it now because it's after the watershed, so we're all right. So if you wouldn't mind not listening to this bit till after 9 o'clock at night, then it saves us getting in trouble with RADA. I've been Nigel Shedman.
It was RADA the right thing, isn't that the is it Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts?
What's our fault?
Who does the advertising for the radio? Isn't that RADA?
ACAS, you mean?
No, ACAS. That's who the unions have around, isn't it?
Ofcom? Well, it used to be the Advertising Standards Authority. The ACE.
Who does the radio ratings? The radio ratings.
Radar.
Radar.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was
radio. But we're not radio.
No. Oh, no. All right.
It's certainly not RADA.
No. Well, look, people. Anyway, hold up. As contractually stipulates, see, I've been shed, man. I'm in my shed.
Shed man.
Got to wrong stop button.
I'm still cracking up at RADA. Getting in trouble with RADA.
Anyway,
yes. I can see that Nigel there with his leg warmers on.
George has been
in trouble with RADA.
Yeah, and Len's been.
I don't know. Been a bit hot, to be honest. Been a bit sticky.
Yeah, all right. It's just because you've had your dicks on the Sariola on the Scrabble. Yeah. Anyway, and with that, hope your kids ain't listening, people. We'll see you later.
Bobby Moore, more than just a podcast. Bobby Moore, more than just a podcast.
Yabba dabba dabba dab. That's all, folks.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.